The biggest songs from the hottest gospel artists on the Wade Hampton Show. This is KAYT KQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. 9:16 Central Daylight Savings Time, 10:16 East Coast Time. The weather's not all that great, but it's not bad either. Pretty much cloudy here in the Central Louisiana. Our temperatures stand in the lower 70s, around 73 degrees here in Alexandria, 74 in Natchez, Mississippi. It's 74 and cloudy in Shreveport, 74 and cloudy in Monroe, 77 and cloudy in the Lake Charles area. All right, we are asking the question, name a city or a state that is also a girl's first name. If you can do that, you are sitting pretty wherever you are. 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. Let's go to the phones right now. Okay, good morning. Who am I talking with?
Bernadine.
Hey, great to have you here, Bernadine. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, our question today is, name a city or a state that is also a girl's first name.
Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia, they're both a girl's first name, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a two for one there, Bernadine. Thank you so much for listening this morning.
Okay, you're welcome.
God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
All right, folks, that's what it is. Name a city or a state that's also a girl's first name. Speaking of first names, I got a friend. His name is Ricky DeRay. He's going to be airing our show in about 6 or 7 minutes. He's going to be talking about Shirley Caesar's You Name It tour that's coming to Shreveport, Louisiana, July 27th. The You Name It tour. That's at the Shreveport Municipal Auditorium along with Harvey Watkins and the Canton Spirituals. You can get your tickets, and Ricky's going to tell you how in just a few moments. That's coming up and coming at you. Plus, we've got music on the way from Dietrich Haddon, Samantha Howard, and we've got Inspirational Domain with Angela Clayton Murray. That's all right here, right now, on the Wade Hampton Show. KAYT, KQJOFM, the station for every generation. The heart and soul of Central Louisiana. We're on Facebook Live and around the world at www.kaytfm.com.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Hi, this is your girl, Angela Clayton Murray, coming to you today with your Inspirational Domain quote, a quote that comes from the heart of God. And today's quote will be on press. And we all are in a press. And we are in a press to win. We're fighting for our lives. Every day we get up, it's a fight. We're fighting. We're fighting to conquer our dreams, our goals. We're fighting to be victorious. We're fighting to find our purpose. We're fighting to find our destiny. Well, I want to encourage you today to press and keep pressing and don't stop pressing. I don't care what happens. What comes your way, what tries to discourage you, you hang in there and don't give up. I'm reminded of a woman in the Bible that had an issue of blood. And I'm quite sure a lot of us are familiar with that story and how this lady, she pressed her way through the crowd because she had one mission in mind. And her mission was to make her way to Jesus. Jesus is the answer to all of our problems, big or small. Often man will let us down and we find ourselves discouraged because the people we love the most and that we depended on have let us down. They failed us. But I know a man and his name is Jesus, and he will never fail us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, lo, I am with you always, even until the end. Sometimes it may feel like God is far away and he does not hear your prayers, but that's not true. God is always there. He may not come when you want him to come, but one thing about him, he's an on-time God. He's always on time. If you are here today, it's because of Christ. It's because of God. That means he has not failed you. If you have breath in your body and you are breathing, it's because of God and he has not failed you. I don't care what has happened in your life or what you have had to face. Don't give up. Keep pressing no matter what. Things will turn around. They will get better. But it begins within ourselves. We must first activate our faith. This lady, she had went to a physician and she had spent all the money she had. She had an issue of blood for 12 years and she had been going back and forth to the doctors. And the doctors could not help her. They could not fulfill the issue and heal the issue that she needed them to complete to make her whole. So she got in a press and there was a crowd trying to make their way to the healer. The healer, Jesus, the great physician. He's the greatest physician of all. He can heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. All we have to do is we have to have the faith to turn it over to him. We have to have the faith to seek him, to go after him, to find him, and to put our all into him. And once we do that, we get ourselves in a position for him to heal whatever we may be going through, whether it's a broken heart, whether it's that daughter, that son that's been giving you problems, trouble after trouble, whether it's an addiction. God can heal and he can deliver and he can set free. I'm a witness. I found myself in a place in my life where I was going through trial after trial. Looked like every area of my life was tested and I didn't know how it was going to come out. I couldn't see my way. But what the enemy was trying to do, he was trying to press me so to the point to where he was trying to take life out of me. He didn't want me to come out of what I was in because he knew once I came out of it, I would have joy. I would be victorious. And that is what God wants for us. But we have to put the work in. And so this lady pressed her way through the crowd and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And when she touched him, the Bible says the virtue left out of his body and it entered into her body. And that's what happened when we make our way to God. When we touch him, then he wants to heal us. He wants to give us everything that we need and everything our heart desires. So my brother and my sister, you don't have to carry it anymore. Be healed, delivered, and set free. It's in God's hand. You can get my 31-day devotional, Uncover Your Identity, at inspirationaldomain.com, amazon.com. Stay tuned for more quotes from Angela Clayton Murray at KAYTKQJO. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
All right. The greatest hits of all time.
They just play great music that I love.
I love it.
I love their music.
Love it.
This is KAYT-FM.
Hey! Come on, I need all my victorious people to stand on their feet right now. You ready? Let's go.
Defeated, defeated, defeated.
it's nothing but the joy of the Lord in here. It's Samantha Howard and Praise You Forever on KAYT, KQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Welcome to the Wade Hampton Show. It's 9:29 Central Daylight Savings Time, 10:29 East Coast Time. We are pleased and happy to have Mr. Ricky DeRay on our radio station. He's the promoter of the Shirley Caesar concert. It's the You Name It Tour coming to Shreveport, Louisiana, July 27th. Man, that is going to be one heck of a concert. Let's welcome Ricky DeRay to our radio station. Hey, Ricky, how are you, man?
I'm all right, Brother Reeves. I'm all right. I'm so excited that we come into Shreveport, Louisiana at this Shreveport Melissa Bunn Auditorium on July the 27th with the 12-time Grammy Award winner Pastor Shirley Caesar and Harvey Watkins and the Canton Spirituals. I mean, all roads lead to there. I'm just so excited. This is the first time the pastor have been in the Shreveport and surrounding areas, Alexander area, and about almost in 20 years. And we're so excited about coming there. And we named it, you name it,